It's time to expose the crooked media deceptions and to challenge the media for their role in fomenting divisions. And yes, by the way, they're trying to take away our history and our heritage. So said President Donald Trump during a rally in Phoenix this week. It played well to those assembled, but what of the public at large? For answers, let's turn to Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, President Trump has been trying to erode confidence in the media for quite a while now. Has he been succeeding?
Well, he's certainly playing to an audience when you talk about Republicans who are receptive to that message. It is amazing, 62% of Democrats, I say amazing, it's a pollster who looks at numbers all the time, but listen to this, 62% of Democrats say that news organizations generally get the facts straight, as opposed to the alternative we gave them, which was that their news reports are often inaccurate. Republicans, it is 14% who say that news organizations generally get the facts straight. So that's a huge, almost 50% gap between Republicans and Democrats in the way that they look at the accuracy of the media. Trump is clearly playing to his base of Republicans, but not, repeat, not playing to other Americans when he derides the media to the extent that he has.
How have those numbers changed, say, compared to previous administrations?
Well, they've changed a lot. We measured this back in 2003, which is a nice comparison point, and there wasn't much difference at all back then. It was 35% of Republicans who said the media was accurate and 41% of Democrats. Now, mind you, those aren't great numbers. But for our point here, there was very little difference between the two.
Let's move on from confidence in the media to confidence in our education system and specifically charter schools.
55% of Americans say that charter schools provide a positive educational experience for their students, and that's actually pretty good. The highest of the five different types of schooling that we tested were private schools, which was 71%, getting an excellent rating from the public. 63% gave an excellent rating to parochial schools, and then 55% to charter. Now, below the 50% mark was homeschooling at 46%, and then public schools came in last. 44% of Americans gave a positive mark to public schools.
And again, some context, please. That 44% for public schools, is that an all-time low?
No, it has been low all along, but not necessarily an all-time low. I will say that that is the one type of education where Democrats are more positive than Republicans. Republicans are more positive than Democrats about the education kids receive in private schools, parochial schools, charter schools, which isn't a surprise, and homeschooling. But Democrats flip around, and they're more positive when we ask about public schools than are Republicans. So again, a partisan divide in how Americans look at schools.
Frank, regardless of political stripe, all Americans root for the little guy, the underdog, and I suspect that also translates into favoring small over big business.
Yeah, it does, and this really hasn't changed. It comes up because every summer we ask Americans about their confidence in a variety of institutions in America, and we include in that big business and small business, and those two adjectives make a huge difference. 70% or more of Americans say they're confident in small business. The percent who are confident in big business down to the 20% range. So there's huge difference just because we say small versus big. And it's been that way for quite a while. The dilemma, of course, for American enterprise today, Dave, is that there is this pressure towards bigger and bigger business. You know, CEOs want to merge. They want to acquire. They want to grow. They have stockholder and investor pressure to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And yet at that same time, Americans are saying we like small.
Also a dilemma for the same consumers who would shop at, say, Walmart or online at Amazon.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot. Clearly, attitudes favoring small business don't necessarily dictate behavior. You know, you're in a community where Walmart has come in over the past decades, and clearly you may favor Main Street businesses, but when the prices are cheaper, the selection is bigger out at the big store outside of town. That's where people shop. Same thing for Amazon. So it is a problem for small businesses. They have the hearts of Americans, but they don't necessarily have the behavior of Americans. So it's a challenge for them to try to figure out how to exploit, I would say, the advantage they have, because Americans really do like and root for the underdog in this situation, small businesses.
All this by way of prelude to examining Americans' attitudes on business and industry sectors.
Yeah, computers and food. That's where you want to be if you want to be in the positive sector of Americans' views of industry. We ask Americans about a list of industries, as we've talked about before. Computer industry is number one. 67% of Americans say they have a positive opinion of the computer industry, in quotes. And by the way, the computer industry is pretty big, But Americans still like it in theory, presumably because it provides a lot of services that we really enjoy. Restaurant industry, farming and agriculture, which has really zoomed this year in terms of Americans' positive views of farming, the grocery industry, the internet industry, all of these comprise the top five industries that Americans like the most, all of them connected, as I said, with food or with computers.
Anything on the negative end that zoomed down?
Nothing really zoomed down this year. In fact, Americans' economic confidence is up, and their confidence in a lot of these industries is actually the same or a little more positive than it has been in the past, including some that really went up, like farming and agriculture. But even without change, that leaves some industries really in the doghouse. Pharmaceutical industry, healthcare industry, oil and gas industry. These three have net negative images on the part of the American public.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.